Good morning, friends and neighbors and assorted fellow audiophiles. I'd like to, first of all, take the time to wish all the Canucks in Canuckland a very happy Thanksgiving weekend. As you may be able to detect, I am not at the Hobbit Hole or in the surrounding environs. I am, finally, at my parents' place, which I have dubbed Oriole Acres because of all the Orioles that have decided to take up residence here in the summertime. Although, of course, they're all gone now. Yes, I finally got here. My mother decided to come and get me yesterday morning, which is great, except that she said, oh, I have to go to the mall and try and buy a jacket for myself. So, do you mind coming along? And I said, no, that's fine. Only, it was a trap, ladies and gentlemen, a trap. She did buy a jacket, I must say. But she made me try on more stuff, the fink. Yes, we went into the bay, so she could have a look around. And she made me try on another dress, which luckily did not fit, because I didn't like it. That's why I say luckily. She said, oh, just humor me and try it on. I said, okay, fine. But that wasn't the end of it. No siree, Bob. She decided that with the dress that I am going to wear to the wedding, my bra straps might show through, so she wanted me to get a black bra. So I had to try on a bunch of different styles of bras as well. Yay. And then she wanted me to buy a shrug to wear with the dress. So guess what else I had to try on? She knows I hate shopping for clothes. Oh well. So then after we completed that torturous experience, she parked me in the middle of the mall in a nice comfy chair and went off to browse around clothing stores, which is fine. I brought my iPod with me, so I've got this little iPod shuffle, which has come in no end handy. So I was able to just sit there and listen to music and entertain myself. That wasn't a problem. But we didn't get out of there until 4 hours or so after we had gone in. But anyway, I made it. I think that's all the trying on of clothes I'm going to have to do. Oh no, actually, now that I think about it, she made me try on something else last night as well. It was a dress that she had picked up, I think, at Walmart for about $30. Which is a really good deal, but she decided she didn't like it, and the dress that we found the first time actually looks the nicest on me. So, at least she was able to reinforce that in her own mind last night. Anyhow, I am done kvetching about that. I guess I'm not your typical woman in the sense that I hate shopping for clothes. I find it difficult to get clothes to fit me, and it's just an irksome process to have to try them on all the time. I like to look good, don't get me wrong. I do try to take some pride in my physical appearance. Because, you know, whether we like it or not, this is a visual world, and people will judge others based on how they look. And if they see a sloppy blind person wandering around, they'll think, oh, that person can't take care of him or herself. And I don't want to convey that impression, so of course I'd like to look good. I just don't like the process of having to try stuff on and find something that actually fits me and find something that I like. And my mother, bless her heart, has to look at everything in the stores, and it's just really frustrating. But anyhow, we are off to somewhere, I have no idea where today, for breakfast. Which should be fun. We had a job convincing my mother to go. Dad and I, that is. Oh my gosh, it is a very cold and frosty morning out here right now. We had quite a bit of frost last night. Which in one sense is good, because it killed off any remaining mosquitoes, but in another sense it's not so good, because then the poor plants have to suffer. But it'll mean that the leaves on the trees will really start to turn now, and show up all their beautiful colors. Okie dokie.